A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully mistreated at Philippi, as you know, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak, not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed, nor did we seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. This passage is a great treasure. The letter that Paul wrote to the people of Thessalonica is the very first writing of the New Testament. In just 50 AD, just 20 years after the death of Jesus, Paul was on the road, and he had been trying to make contact with Jewish communities around Macedonia. He had a hard time. He had been chased out of his previous stopover in Philippi, not by Roman or Greek authorities, but by the Jewish expatriates. In Thessalonica, he discovered that, in fact, non-Jewish people were far more receptive to the message he brought than those attending the synagogue. And here in this letter we read for the first time a man bearing witness to the death and resurrection of Jesus. And the pagan people he spoke to responded with great interest to the message. Without doubt, this was a surprise to Paul. He had been brought up a Pharisee, belonging to a group that took pride and being the special Jewish observers of law. Let's think about these Pharisees for a moment. They claimed to be leaders in Jewish society. As part of that leadership, they had identified 613 commandments in the Torah, and they insisted on strict adherence to all those commandments by all Jewish people. Well, consider the effect of this on a poor, ignorant populace already enduring harsh Roman law. The Pharisees claimed to be the successors of Moses, who had led the people out of slavery and into another land where freedom was to be enjoyed. But the message of the Pharisees was one of slavery to the law. And Paul, under his previous name of Saul, had committed himself to this way of life. He had exercised leadership in the attack on a group of people who seemed to threaten the Jewish religion. But one day, and I'm sure you know the story well, this young Pharisee leader quite literally saw the light. Now, in the gospel for today, Jesus condemns the Pharisees for being hypocrites. The Greek word hypocrite meant actor. When Jesus condemns them, it is because he accuses them of putting on an act, pretending and preaching one thing, and living a life of awesome.